السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I need a louder reply. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاكم الله خير. الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون. والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا إمامنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحابته ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين ما بعد. فقد قال الله تعالى في كلامه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة. وقال تعالى كل إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره صدق الله العليم. قال نبينا وحبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا إن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear friends and brothers in Islam, may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our gathering and accept all our intention, purify our hearts and purify our soul and purify ourselves in order to meet Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear friends, before I go into the topic, I just want to divert your attention towards our heart. Heart is the most valuable part in our body. We all know, health-wise, everything functions well. If there's a small block, there's a small problem, there's danger for your life. There's danger for your life. Whatever it is, maybe your kidneys fail, maybe you cannot walk, maybe you cannot hold, but your heart is healthy, you have 90% of possibility of surviving. So we have to keep our heart healthy physically as well as spiritually. We know right around the world, everywhere we have a concern. Now when we go to have some food in a restaurant, we are worried about the heart. Cholesterol, our pressure. We see a lot of young boys, even they get into a trouble if there is anything wrong with the heart. So we are very health conscious. Physically we want to keep our heart healthy. And this is the situation in every single human being. We want to keep ourselves healthy, smart. Every day we don't fail to groom ourselves. MashaAllah, we groom ourselves, we make our hairstyle. We want to look beautiful and handsome. This is the nature. This is the nature. Having that is nothing wrong. And it is part of sunnah. And it is a part of a ibadah to take care of ourselves. But same time, we need to take care of our heart spiritually as well. Where day we make a big mistake. Our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly explains about the disease. The disease of heart, that is a disease of spiritual disease of heart. And we know our talk is called as heart talk. Heart talk, we're going to talk about our heart and whatever pertaining to our heart. And even today's topic, love and the romance, it is something connected with heart. Something connected with the heart. The love you feel, you don't feel the love with the tongue. You cannot feel the love with your hand. You feel love with your heart. You see someone and you see, your beat is going, pumping a bit harder. ECG report shows, it's high. You see the red color. You know, red make your blood pressure go high. Many a time, those who are the masters, the field of marketing, they always use two things. One is the red and other one is women. These both things that we are weak in those things. And this is pertaining to our heart. And this disease, what our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, it is not always a disease. Sometime it is welcome. Love, it's welcome in Islam. We need to love each other. We need to have love. If our heart is hard, hard as rock, you don't feel love. You won't have passionate towards anyone. Softness or kindness never come up. You will not, you will be, I don't care. I don't worry. So it is a danger. We need to have love. We need to love each other. But the way we make use of this feeling. I want to tell you, brothers, there are two feelings which generates from our heart that can destroy a nation, that can destroy a generation, that can destroy a country. Who can tell me that? What are those two feelings? Yes, young man. Jealousy. Anyone else? Let us make this bit interactive. In a Jummah, in a Khutbah, you can't, so you have to listen whatever Shaykh says and go, but let us just make this interactive. What are the two feelings? Anger. Anger. And another one? He said love. Anger and love. It is positive as well. It is welcome. But same time, how it can destroy, same way it can build a nation. Through love, through care, through having, you know, passion towards something. You can build a nation. We can build a society. We can build a country. We can rectify a generation to come. You know, each and every one of us is made out of love. You know that. You know, love can bring a lot of good results. But we have to make use of it in a positive way. So these are the two feelings which our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is always, he guided the Sahabas how we need to make use of this. How we need to. Getting, you know, having, loving something is not wrong. But how do we build that love? And the love does not come. That is actually you are fooling yourself. Some say, you know, the first sight love, you know, soon as first time you see, you feel love. No. That is not love, that is called attraction, that is called lust. That is not love. You are attracted to something. You want that. Yes, that is through attraction. That is not love. Love is after attraction that is built upon it. Built upon it. It can be positive either, and it can be even negative. So my dear young men, all of us over here, we all have this trouble in our hearts. We all have. And Islam is not a religion which will go against our natural feelings. Remember that. Always gives us solution and guidance how we should guide, how should we control that. How can we govern that? Islam does not go against it. And do we know the story about the Valentine? Do you know the story about Valentine? And many of us think, and actually the present society in this 21st century, it has been taken as a commercial product to, you know, to advertise things, to sell their things, then all, it is always all the festive season, for all the important occasion, the businessmen wait for opportunity. They wait for opportunity and okay, this is coming up, let us put up offers. Let us attract them. That's what that they do it. You know, Valentine is the name of a priest. If he's called in our term, is a sheikh. You know, the sheikh who helped the young men and the young girls to get married in secretly. I want to just take back what happened. Sometimes we don't know. We just go with the flow. We just go with the flow. And before this Valentine, in the Roman time, you know, when the Roman culture was there, the Roman was ruling the world, they had these pagan beliefs. One of the beliefs, we know that, have you seen this young boy with an arrow and a heart is just shooting it? Have you seen that? You see right around everywhere now. They have a belief. This is their aqeedah. We call it their aqeedah, their belief. We should not have that. It is not allowed. Yeah, can we have, you know, we need more room. So, I need the guys to come a little bit forward. Mashallah. So, there was a day in Roman belief, they feel that on this day, this Cupid, you call it a Cupid, this guy, he shoots the arrow, wherever it goes and strikes, that person falls in love. So they had a day, a specific day that they mention is the festival day where you can misbehave yourself. On that day, parents have no right to ask, why did you go around with that girl? No. And they used together, and they have a ball, now all, everybody come, they write their name, roll the paper, put in the ball. All the boys' names are in one, can we do that? It's in one ball, and it is taken to the girls. And then girls do the same thing, and then you have to pick one. You have to pick one, and they also will pick. So you see, ho ho, now it is matching, so it is halal for them. This was their culture. On that day, nobody will ask, no responsibility, you can have if you like, and then you feel, okay, it's good, I have tasted it, nice, so let me, you know, think about getting married later on. This was the culture at that time. Then what happened, in Rome there was a king, when he came he found, oh, these young fellows when they get married, they are not dedicated forces. So he bought a law, saying whoever is joining the Rome army, they cannot, what, get married. You see the concentration. When they get married, they think about their wife, you know, their children, family. So he didn't want that. In fact, it is mentioned that in Rome, every single citizen has to be an army. He has to join. Because they say that is pride, we need to protect our, what? Our country, our territory, we need to protect it. So every single, everyone, it is compulsory. There are some countries like that. You know, it is Allah's help that that law is not, doesn't exist here. So it was a compulsory for them. But he made it a law that you cannot get married. So again, now the Valentine, he was a priest. He was a priest. So all these young men used to go to him. And he said, okay, he was a Christian priest. He knew this is unfair. This law is unfair. So he went against it secretly. He got them married. He got them married according to the law and legislation of that time illegally. They got married. So this was happening and the king got to know and he was captured in a cave. There's different stories, you know, different narration. I'm just telling one narration. This is not a Sahih Bukhari, okay? Don't come and ask me whether it comes in Sahih Bukhari or Sahih Muslim, okay? So, this is a story. So what they say, they caught him on that day and he was killed. He was killed. So that day, again, the culture of that, the day for the love, day for the, you know, misbehaving itself, they attach that with this Valentine. They named that day Valentine. Why? To remember him, because he was helping the young men and young girls to get married, fulfill their love, their desire, everything. So then, there were so many letters when he was captured. There were so many letters that they found in his cave, that from the girls and the boys, to my Valentine. Who is Valentine? This is this priest. So they became that, remembering him on that day, even they became such that they start worshipping him on that day. Remember him, worshipping him, this is what the culture. And my dear brothers, if you go back, and now it has become a culture, and they have introduced this culture to the entire world, all over. It has become a national day in every single country. A day for you to love. My dear brothers, love is not something which is cheap. It's not something cheap. That I told you, that is a feeling that can make a nation or it can break a nation. Make a nation and break a nation. And if you go and take love stories, Allahu Akbar. We get a lot of young girls like to read love stories. Our boys don't like, I know that. But our boys love to watch, yes. Girls love to read. They go to the bookshop, it's hot-selling books are the love stories. And if you go and really see all those stories, it can be even, you know, about the Shah Jahan and Mumtaz in Indian, Eastern, you know, icon of love. If you go in their story, there is no real love in them. There is no real love. It was just made it a point and they just marked it in such way. You know, the Mumtaz was not the first wife of Shah Jahan. Fourth wife. And after she passed away, he built a big, you know, we all know Taj Mahal. You know what he did? He was so much in love with his wife, Mumtaz, he got married to Mumtaz's sister. He got married to Mumtaz's sister. So do you think that there was real love in that? Was there real love? Now we're taken up in this. And especially, they all know. And we go, it will be a very hot topic or a fast moving movie if it is a love story. We all get together, we sit, we have a feeling, oh what is this, nice, okay. But they are playing with our feelings, they are fooling ourselves. None of those are reality. None of those. But our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us a beautiful way of love. Yes, we need to have that. We need to have the love. How does it start? From where does it start? There was another lecture on Heart Talk that was on love before marriage or after marriage. You can go and see. Love before marriage or after marriage. Many a time we refer to something which is love that is out of marriage. Just, is it a love marriage or arranged marriage? And even sometimes we boys are very proud to say, you know what? I did it, man. You know, my first love in high school, my first love, I did it. I made it, you know. We say, okay, that was my first girl. You know, I convinced my mom and my dad was just, they were just, you know, our love was so strong, you know. Nobody could separate us. How many years? 8 years, yo. 8 years of haram. Astaghfirullah. 8 years of haram. 8 years of disobedience. 8 years of disobedience. 8 years of dirt. You're carrying dirt in your heart for 8 years. It is rotten. Allahu Akbar. And it is, our heart is such valuable, it's pure. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember one thing. Even our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is created with a pure soul. From Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, entire his progeny, till the day of Qiyamah and upwards till Adam alayhi salam, none of them even came closer to shirk. Allah protected the progeny of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ancestors of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from shirk. Because shirk is one of the biggest dirt, biggest disease of the heart. Ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is pertain to Allah. That is also connected to your heart. Connected to your heart. So Allah, even that, when our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, he was Not even three. Allah physically, physical operation took place. Jibril alayhi salam came, you know, open heart surgery. Open up, to cut the heart, washed it with the zamzam and put it back. This is once, first time. Second time, before sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on a journey of Isra and Mi'raj. This was done. Why? If you want to go and meet Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our hearts have to be pure. Allah knows. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. Allah refers in Holy Quran this. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ. Allah knows all the trick part when you see, oh ho, what are you looking? Maybe we are wearing a nice sunglass. Okay, nobody knows where you are looking at, but Allah knows it. Your eyeballs go here and there, you're wearing a sunglass, no one knows. Where does it go? But Allah knows. And every time you strike a side which is haram, you remember there is a dirt, a black spot is being marked in your heart. And Allah says, وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. See how Allah connects the eyes and the heart. Because that is the first connection. أَعْيُنْ وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. Allah connects in this verse. Allah knows. Allah is the creator. He knows. Where does the connection work? Very fast. More than the ears. Soon as you look, soon as you, you know, sight something, immediate message goes to your heart. Immediate, in a split second, you feel it. Either you get angry, or you feel, oh, good, nice, love, you want to get it that, something, you definitely going to get a feeling. It's connected. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers that in Holy Quran. Allah knows what is going on in our heart. Allah knows about it. So, having, you know, this love is not nothing wrong. You know, I'll tell you a story. Barira radiallahu anha. She was the slave of Aisha radiallahu anha. After she freed her, she was married to a slave. She was married to a slave. And then, she had an option. When she was in slavery, she was married to a slave. Okay, the marriage kuf. Kuf kafa'a means the what? Suitability. The both. The compatibility, both good match, they can live. Their standard, their understanding, yes, they can live a life. Then the option was given, when she became free, now her rank has been elevated. She's a free woman, and then she's going to live with the husband who is a slave. Now she has the option, Sharia has very clearly given detailed explanation. Because that was a problem at that time. Some of the time, many of us ask, why does Islam speak about slavery? Does Islam encourage? No. Islam does not encourage about slavery, but at that time slavery exists. Islam gave certain rules and regulations in order to protect the rights of the slaves and to make them come out of it. That's why many a time, the first penalty, when you do something wrong, the penalty, the first option, free a slave. Free a slave. And at that time, that was one of the most noble, you know, the noble act of worship. One of the noble act of worship. Amal al-Saliha. She's doing more than giving charity. Freeing a slave is great reward. People can, you know, give thousands of millions rupees in charity. But having someone who is really close to you, who is taking care of you, your bodyguard, you know, letting him go or making him someone equal to you. He was your slave. Working, making equal to you. Master and the slave becomes equal soon as they become free. That is a very difficult task. So Islam gave these rules and regulations. And then Barira radiallahu anha, she was given this option. If she likes, she can continue with this marriage. Or she can come out of that marriage contract. Because there is no compatibility between them. She is free and he is still a slave. She took the option of, you know, I'm going to come out of it. Maybe he wasn't so loving or whatever it is, attracted to her. She said, no. You know, this poor guy, this poor Sahabi, what he did? He was so sorry because he was in love with Barira. He was in love with Barira. He went to everyone. He went to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He went to Umar, everybody, and say, okay, please, you know, can you just fix this marriage? You know, she doesn't want me, please help me out. Everyone, because he was in love. And in the end, he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He went to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked, Ya Rasulullah, see my situation, Barira doesn't want me. She's refusing, she doesn't want to continue in marriage. What do I do? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called her. Called her and told her, Barira, I would love if you can, you know, continue this, consider this matter. You know, those days even women, they were very smart. They asked him, Ya Rasulallah, Amran lak, is it a command from you? It is a command. Are you commanding me? If Rasulullah commands you to do, you have to do it. There's no option. It's not about your heart. It's not about your love. This is way. Sometimes you like something, but you know Allah doesn't want you to do. Allah says you cannot get married to a mushrika, to a kafira. Although your heart, you love, then Allah's command. Barira radiallahu anha asked, Ya Rasulallah, are you commanding me? Oh, this is just your suggestion. Is it your mashura or is your command? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Barira, this is my suggestion. It's not what? My command. It's not my command. There was another sahabi, Fatima bin Qais, sahabiya radiallahu anha. You know, these are the stories that we have to look into. We don't, nowadays what they do, the Western world, they have a plan to destroy a nation. They have a plan. Not, you know, there are people opposed, not all the people who live in West doing it, you remember that. They want to destroy, they doesn't want a nation prosperous and build up. The plan is to corrupt the house, to corrupt the young men and young women, and they corrupt the education system. This is their plan. If you want to destroy a nation, if they can corrupt these two things, three things, that's fine. How are they going to corrupt the house? There will not be women who are willing to stay at home and serve the family members. They feel more proud to say, you know what? I am flying in Sri Lankan. I'm a hair hostess. She feels very proud to say that. I am working for Qatar Airways, she's very proud to say that. But she's not proud to say that I am a mother for so many children, I am at home, I'm serving my husband and my children, I'm taking care of them, she's not proud. But she's proud to say that. She's doing the same thing. In fact, worst. For every Tom and Dick and Harry, she has to be so kind and loving and everything, you know. Whatever they say, you say, yes sir, sorry sir, thank you sir, she has to do, that is her job. Although she doesn't like, that is her job. She's trained to do, she has to do that. And this is what they have done. Our women will love to go out and work and they will not feel privileged to stay at home and serve the household. That is happening, we see that. And then second, how do they corrupt the young men? They take, the young men always, we look for role models. We all look for role models. Destroying role models. Good role models will be destroyed and replaced with bad role models. That's what they make. All these, you know, the media, the entire effort, that's what they're doing. We don't know their life behind it. How did they live? What are they doing? But we go behind it. So they destroy the good role models and bring bad role models. Third, the education system, they take the respect away from the teachers. Students will not respect the teachers. They will not, you know, respect them, honor them. Then the teachers will not teach them well. Aren't we seeing that in our society? We're seeing that. We are seeing that. We feel sometimes when we disrespect our sir, anybody, it can be a Muslim or non-Muslim. If he's a teacher, he's a teacher. We need to respect. Can be anybody. If a young boy walks out and he disrespects, you feel, oh, he's a cool guy, man, you know. You feel he's cool because he's disrespecting. And we feel a guy who is just following someone, May Allah forbid. Someone who is not supposed to be followed. And you see, oh, he's a cool man. We all feel that. We follow. In everything, we try to follow that. So, I'm coming back to the story of Fatima bin Qais. Radiallahu anha. She was in, you know, some for some women, for some people, you know, marriage is something that it's very difficult for them to work out. They have always problems. One marriage doesn't work out. This Allah has kept that. So Fatima bin Qais radiallahu anha, she had problems, few marital problems. She got married, got divorced, got married, divorced. I'm just cutting it short. I'm not relating the exact word of the hadith. I'm just giving you the story. I'm just giving you the story. So, once when she got divorced, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Fatima bin Qais, next time if you want to get married, just don't get married, consult me. You consult me, okay? Don't get married. And then her iddah was over, there was two proposals came. She came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She came to Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, these two people want to get married to me. The name was mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no. He rejected both of them. He said, you know what? The first marriage, you went into divorce because your husband was not providing you enough financial support. This guy, he is very poor. He can't take care of you. So don't get married to him. There's another person, oh, he is very hard. Anything, first thing he will take the cane. So you will not go with her. Then she was upset. She said, Ya Rasulullah, both the option what I kept forward, you never took it. You said no. Then what is your option? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, get married to Zaid. There was a sahabi. She said, no. It's not connected to me, you know. I don't like him. I don't like him. Because his, you know, ancestors are slaves. He come from a slavery family. Doesn't match me. You see, the heart, remember, this is what I'm saying. Here she didn't like. She didn't want to get married. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Fatima, I am telling you to get married to him. It is khair, it is better for you. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, she got married. Allahu Akbar. Why? Who commanded? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They didn't have love. In our term, first you don't have love. Nobody has love. That is just attraction. She never had attraction towards him. She didn't want to get married to him. But because sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to get married, she got married. And she's saying later on, that marriage only worked out. Before that, previous so many marriages didn't work out. She said, there were so many women in Medina, they were jealous about me, about my marriage life. My marriage life. And they lived a happy marriage life. It worked out. They built a love within it. The love. So, sometimes we think, you know, sometimes our eyes can fool us. We think, oh, I'm smart, I know. This is what I want. This is what my taste is. Sometimes your heart might say, no, this is what I want. It is corrupted because we are in a digital world. We are seeing all the makeup women. They are not real. They are not real. If you live with them really, they really stink, my dear brothers. You can't keep them here. They are not real. It is all front of the screen. You know, they come. I'll tell you a story. I think it's... Okay. You know, they came from highway authority. They came down to Mahatara and they want to take a video clip because they have identified that I travel the highway very frequently. I don't know how they identified. They want to come and ask my experience about, you know, traveling the highway, the convenience and all those things. So they wanted an official clip. Came from the president's media unit. So I was just there and then the guy came and said, you know what, this is going to go for the whole world, you know, you have to put on, I was just in normal casual clothes, you need to put on something. And I was ready, okay, I put on this. I said, okay, right, fine. I will tell you a few words, fine. They say, no. He came, no. You know what? You're sweating, man. Can I just make up you? I said, what? You know, in screen you will not look nice. I said, you mad? He want to just put some powders and brush me up to look very nice. So, you know what they do? Actually, it's not real. It's not real. They try to fool you. The screen doesn't show you the real beauty of it. No, you are looking at that. MashaAllah, you feel, okay, I want someone like that. You will never find someone like that. You'll never find someone like that. And, my dear friends, if your heart is darkened without iman, you know, shaitan, what he does? Shaitan deceives you. Ghurur. Shaitan shows you, tonight she may look nice. Oh, nice. You go to another place, you see someone else. Oh, she's better, man. You go somewhere else, you see another one. Oh, better. Now you, can you decide? Can you decide? If you are just looking at the physical beauty, you cannot decide for yourself. Always there will be something better. You're having a nice iPhone, you know. The new version comes up. Oh, my wife. Doesn't he become new version? Every upgrade. That she becomes. No. Yes, she will become new version. In her character. In her character. In her loyalty towards you. Yes, you can. She will be more responsible. She will be loving you more. She will be taking care of you more. Yes, that is a new version. More you add every year, the more, you know, the love that you express towards them. In your halal relationship, yes, every day there will be a new wife for you. But that we need to build on. But nowadays what we have thought is that love is something which is out of marriage. And marriage is, this is our official life, you know. It's like, you know, you have official relationship. There's nothing. We are so excited, you know. We are so excited. Before marriage, the phone rings. You know, a guy was, I don't know whether the guy is here. Let me just see, okay, no. He's not here, okay. Don't worry. He look at the phone, he was with me. That phone was keep on ringing. Sheikh, please, it's an emergency, Sheikh. He went. Okay, what emergency? He was a young boy. Maybe I thought his mother is calling. He was fine. Came back. He came back and he was a bit upset. His face is really worried. I said, what's wrong? No, Sheikh. You know, it's leave it. You know, let us go on. I said, what's wrong? You know, he looks very upset. No, you know, my girl. You know, she was calling so long. You know, I didn't answer. She's calling and she broke up with me. Huh? She just doesn't want. She said, he was so upset. He was so upset and he's so dedicated. He feels so excited and he feels so worried about that. But after marriage, phone rings 100 times. Says, hello? Yes? You know, he's not excited. This is what is happening in our society. You must be excited to listen to your wife's voice. Your mother's call. Receive your mother's call. Your sister's call. Your daughter's call. Allahu Akbar. These are the people, these are the opposite gender who you can have real love with them. Your spouses, your parents, Allahu Akbar. When your mother calls, you need to be really exciting. Yo, my mom is calling. Waiting for her call. Texting her. We are not excited. What has happened? We are in the whole way Shaitan is deceiving us. Shaitan is deceiving us. Shaitan is taking us away from it. And remember, I will guarantee you, I will tell you 100 times over and over, very hardly, only 10% of so-called love marriage work out. 90% fails. I can bring you examples not only in this country, right around the world, everywhere, it doesn't work. There are so many psychological reasons and spiritual reasons behind it. It doesn't work out. Yes, if you want to love, if you have attraction, yes, Islam has given you a message, yes. You have the feeling towards it. All the young men have this problem, worry. You see, okay, they have a worry. They want to get married. They want to get married. Other day, one young man, he calls me up a few times, you know, he rings me up. the night, and in the end, I never knew this number. The end, he picks me up. Sheikh, can't you answer my call? I'm really troubled, you know, I need the help. I said, oh, late in the night, this guy sent a message like that. Immediately, early morning, I call him up. I call him, he didn't answer. Maybe whole night he was awake, and he dozed off in the morning. And then he answers. And he said, you know what? A problem. What is his problem? He was in love with a girl. He never told that, you know, what so-called attraction, and he was going on it. He never told her. And then, that night, the evening when he met her, they were going together to classes, they were eating together, but just like friends, you know what we call, we are friends. I'll tell you, brothers, no boys, you cannot have your opposite gender just as friends. There's something beyond that. It's always that. If you are saying, no, it's just friends, that means you are lying to yourself. Maybe first time, yes, but when you frequently meet, Shaitan plans. Shaitan wants you to fall in trouble. Shaitan wants to destroy you. Our biggest enemy is this, Shaitan. He knows how to destroy us. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have never left behind me a fitna, a test to him, to men, which is more harming than women. أَضَرَّ عَلَى الرِّجَالِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. It's really, if she's good, my dear brothers, if you get a good wife, a good partner, you just think that your Jannah, the life of Jannah begins from here. Life of Jannah begins from here. But if you think if you get the one that is not correct, then remember your life of hell begins from here. You will not like to go. You know, there was a brother, when mentor person, you know, when they go in Jamaat, they go house to house. And I met a brother, and he said, he was speaking about Jannah, you know, this life is very temporary, we're going to live in Jannah, you know, if we obey Allah together as a family, we're going to live in Jannah together as a family. He said, what? What? If she's going to be in Jannah, I don't want to be in that Jannah. That is not my Jannah then. That is not my Jannah then. And you know what? The wife asked, do you dream me? Do you see me in dream? He said, no. I read Ayatul Kursi before I sleep. But I read Ayatul Kursi before I sleep, so I don't dream you. I don't see you in my dreams. That means what? What does it mean? You are my shaitan next to me. What to do? No option. I got married to you, I'm leaving. All this happens if you don't have a proper base. Foundation and proper intention, the purpose, why we all have needs, we all have this is a feeling that we need to govern it, and you need to preserve it to someone that really worthy to get. I'll tell you the real, there are so many love stories, you know, so many love stories. If you go into the Hayat of Sahaba, the life of Sahabas, and even you go to the seerah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every incident is how much he expressed the love towards the others. Have you heard about the story of Ummu Salama and Abu Salama radiyallahu anhu? Allahu Akbar. Ummu Salama and Abu Salama. This is the real love. They were separated for a year. You know, Ummu Salama, without failing, the story is that they both, Ummu Salama and Abu Salama, they embraced Islam, so they had trouble, they migrated to Abyssinia, they came back to Makkah. When they came back to Makkah, they got to know that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is preparing to do Hijrah to Medina. So they are the people who are first migrated to Medina. So Abu Salama and Ummu Salama planned to migrate. When they were leaving, both the families came, and they said, Ummu Salama's family said, you know what, you cannot go. Abu Salama, if you want, you go alone, we can't send our daughter. And then Abu Salama's family came and took Salama. Salama is a baby. You can say, this baby belongs to us. You cannot take Salama. Allahu Akbar. The situation is really bad. They are married. And then you know what? Abu Salama's love towards Allah and the deen was more than any of them. He said, I don't care. You keep my wife, you keep my son. keep my wife and keep my son, but I'm going to fulfill Allah's command. I'm going to do hijrah. Allahu Akbar. But Allah replaced it. Allah gave them the life back. And then Ummu Salama never failed. Every day morning she comes out. There was a stone known as the Sakhra. They say it's a stone. She used to come out, and up till the time of Dhuhr, she used to stand there and cry and weep, thinking about Abu Salama. For how many months he did? She did. She did this for one whole year. Allahu Akbar. This is the love. One whole year. You know, you can say so-called someone you love, maybe 2 days, 3 days, you cry, it's over. Hey, no, man, I can get someone better. Everybody, this is what happens. But her love towards Abu Salama is so strong. She cried for a whole year. The entire people of Makkah, even the kuffar, felt so sorry. They all went to Ummu Salama's family and said, don't you have a heart? Don't you see that she's craving, she's crying for one whole year? And the whole people, all the Makkan people went and told her, just release her, send her. Allahu Akbar. This is the love. And Abu Salama radiallahu anha passed away before Ummu Salama. Before Ummu Salama. Ummu Salama read, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. There's no one, Allah says, if you read Inna lillah, replace with something better. Ummu Salama is thinking, who can be replaced, my husband? He's such a loving and good husband. No one can replace. No one can replace him. Allahu Akbar. She was such a noble woman, Sahabiya. Allah replaced. Who got married to her? Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She became the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. Ummu Salama radiallahu anha. One of the mothers of the believer. This is what you call a love story. This is what is called love. You know, love does not come our day. Nowadays, what this world is teaching us, love, we must love, no responsibility, no commitment, no sacrifice, no dedication, just love. It's good for party. Good to go out, have fun, you know, have restaurant. No. Don't destroy your life. This love is something which is very important. And you know, romance, this is also part of us. There are so many stories. Once Aisha radiya, this comes in Bukhari, but again, I'm not translating the exact word. I'm just putting it in a picture that you can see the story. Aisha radiallahu anha, she was a young girl, you all know. She was a young girl. Mothers of the believer, Allah gave her that opportunity. You know, Allah gave her that opportunity. But she, there was the Abyssinian young men, you know, African, some African cultural game, we call wrestling, was going on in the Suffa of Medina. Aisha radiallahu anhu was seated inside. She wanted to see that. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that she was hiding and, you know, looking at it. She was a young girl. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being so elderly, having so much of responsibility, but he understood the feeling of his beloved wife. This is something. If you love, you know, this is what love. Nowadays, love is about your feeling. Fulfilling your desire. If not, you break up. No. Love means, if you really love each other, that means you will respect the other person's feeling. If you love your mother, that means you will respect your mother's feeling. Nowadays, we don't care. You say, I love my mother. But you know what? No, I don't care. When it comes to this, if you love her, that means you won't be able to break her feelings. You will always say, okay, safeguard. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to her, and Aisha radiallahu anha said, do you want to see this? In Bukhari Sharif, the hadith explained so nicely, said, Aisha radiallahu anha explained, you know, when I was looking at it, I was hiding behind Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and sometime I used to keep my cheek with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taller than Aisha radiallahu anha, but then she used to stand with her toes. This way for a while, again next side for a while, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked 3 times, is it enough? Are you done? She said, no, ya Rasulallah, first. Second time asked, are you done? No, I want to see more. Third time, are you done? Then she said, yes, I am done. And she said, wallahi, I didn't want to see that, but I didn't want to miss that feeling, you know, rubbing my cheek with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a romance, my dear. This is a love, and this is a halal romance. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was having this. Then Aisha, whenever he used to notice, you know, many of you are not married, I'm telling this, you need to practice this after marriage. After marriage. Don't get me wrong. Okay? You know, I'm going to follow a sunnah. You invite your, whoever it is, to restaurant, and okay, you see her. And Aisha radiallahu anha was very down. She was feeling upset. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read the mood. This is something very important. This is something very, very important. Your partner's feelings, you must understand. There is a certain language it's not been spoken. It's called silence language. When you call, can I have, You say, then you must know. It's not yes. It's something wrong, you know. They don't speak. But you need to understand with their physical expression, you need to understand it. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to notice that this is what is called romance. And she was down. She was very upset. Whenever there is a, you know, a cup or mug or ball, those days they never used to have this cup that we have, this modern cup. They used to have, you know, we have soup ball. That is the ancient style. They used to hold it with the, both the hands and drink. When you go and see, even in our country, that's what they used to have. They never used to have a cup with the hand. They used to have it with the bowl of the hands. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to take this bowl and turn it around and see where Aisha radiallahu anha kept her lips. Rasulullah used to keep his lips on it and then drink Allah. This is a romance again. Why? This is expressing your love, your feeling towards your halal partner. Halal partner. And I'll tell you, my dear brother, when you make use of these tips, what I'm saying, in your halal marriage life, that will grow. Every year you get a new version of your wife. The wife will always improve. Your life, even your, you will become, it was so nice. Once in time of Umar radiallahu anhu, I'll tell you. Let me come back to that later on. Do I have more time? Yes. This, you know, why the love marriage doesn't work out. See, something, remember, that is what before marriage is not love. I tell you, it's just the attraction, it is the love, it is a desire that you want to have. Okay, if you take it, that is really love, yes. You really want to live with that person. But this is Allah has forbidden, Allah says haram, you cannot have any relationship. So do you feel that, do you think that you will get any blessing in that relationship? You will never get a blessing. You never ever get in your blessing. Every day, whenever you see, as men you all know, we all get, every day you see, you get an attraction, you get a feeling. Whenever you get a feeling, if you want to live with that person, you end up living with so many people. You're not going to have a respectful life. You cannot build a family. Because that is the nature. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has told us, when you go out, when you see a woman and you feel something, go back to your wife. Go back to your wife and, you know, rectify. Go back and have that love, the romance and whatever need you have, fulfill it, then that goes off. If you keep on, now you just saw someone, now you want to just leave it. You know, okay, attracted it, you feel it won't work out. And remember one thing, if Allah has written that so and so gonna become your wife. If Allah has written so and so gonna become, you know, her husband, that will definitely happen. That will definitely happen. You don't need to go behind it. Allah will bring to your feet. Allah will bring to your feet. That is the story of Shu'aib alayhi salam's two daughters and Musa alayhi salam. You know, Musa alayhi salam, he was a young man, he was smart. You know, he was really clever. And he was such a young man. He had all the natural feelings like our. He never used to give up. He liked to become second. He used to always ask questions. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave each prophet different character in order to teach the ummah. In order to teach the ummah. You know what happened to Musa alayhi salam? This is Allah's plan. His beloved wife is in Madian. He is living in Misr. He is living in Misr, but his beloved wife is living in Madian. So Allah must send him there. He must go, oh, Shuaib alayhi salam's daughters must come to Misr. What happened? He fell in a trouble. Actually, sometimes we think some trouble happens. Something happened, we think it is, oh, it is bad, it is a shar for me. It's a calamity. No. Through that calamity, Allah brings khair for you. Now this was a calamity for Musa alayhi salam. He was in trouble. The armies were looking for him. He has to run away. He went to a village where no one knows him. He don't know where to go. But what Allah did? Allahu Akbar. Allah made him to meet with his life partner, daughter of Shuaib alayhi salam. And how did he do? What did he do? When he saw that, he also felt it. He was a young man. He's alone, nowhere to go. He helped them. He helped them with the, what? Honestly, he didn't help them to, you know, attract them. You know, to show that, you know, my muscles. He wants to show some guys, boys, they just, we are too tight and go young, walk like this very hard. And so, you know, I'm, you know, muscular. No, brother. Musa alayhi salam did not do that. Musa alayhi salam felt these two young girls are standing. Everybody is there. You know, they were, you know, feeding their animals and they were alone. He felt this something strange. Why these two young girls are out? قَالَ فَمَا خَطْبُكُمَا Why are you both are here? He asked him. And he helped both of them. Okay, I'll help you. And send them off. After he sent, he laid down his thing. Okay, you know, as men, he got attraction. He has a feeling now, he said. What we call the attraction. He had it in his heart. But did he go behind? So, okay, let me go behind and see. Wait, what is the address? Go and search in the Facebook and see, oh, does she have a Facebook account? See her email address? See, wait, how can I get the telephone number? No. He left it to the Creator, Allah. You know, Allah has everybody's telephone number. The direct line to their heart. Direct. Direct number. Allah can connect. So you connect it there. You connect it there, Allah will connect yourself in halal. Musa alayhi salam said, you felt, oh ho, don't go around, you know, wear red t-shirt, you know, on the 14th of February, walk around and say, okay, anybody gonna offer me a flower? No. Don't become so cheap. And don't go around and you say, you know what, don't do that. This is a culture, it has been introduced to destroy us. Take our modesty away. Take the respect of women away. This is what. Musa alayhi salam said that, and he was sitting back and he made dua. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. He said, oh Allah, I am in need of, you have kept someone for me, but he has in his heart, oh, this is good, but what? Don't know what Allah has kept. Don't know, maybe Allah has kept better than this. We were just looking at someone who we feel, but Allah has kept someone better. Someone more beautiful. Someone more loving. Someone more respect. We were just looking at it. He says, Ya Allah, what you have kept for me, lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. The good what you have kept, I am in need of it now. Young men who are finding difficult, you know, 18 years, 19, 20, I don't have a proper job, but I can't keep myself, man. What do I do? You know, connect yourself to Almighty. Connect yourself to Almighty. Don't look for other shortcuts, way out, temporary solutions. No. The temporary, your temporary solutions becomes permanent. You become dedicated to that. Your temporary way out, you look, okay, just for fun, after I get married, I leave out. It becomes permanent. You know what? You need to handle with that for the rest of your life. Don't take a shortcut. Shortcut. This is a real problem. Many young men. And it is a danger. Don't. Just suppress yourself. Control yourself. Ask Almighty Allah. Allah will definitely give you. Allah has kept something better. He said, Ya Allah, I am in need of it. And just after dua, he opens. Oh! The girl is back here. She's saying, you know what? She also spoke in a very rough tone. My father is calling you to reward you. You help me? Help us? Father is calling to reward you. Okay, fine. He had no hope. Was walking. Then she was walking in the front. Musa alayhi salam said. Allah says in Holy Quran, the way she walked. She did not walk, talk, 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 you know. Make everyone make noise and everyone to see her. No, na'uzu billah. Allah says in Holy Quran, Almighty says, وَجَاءَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى التِّحْيَا. Her walk was a walk of modesty. Walk of modesty. Nowadays, they don't know. May Allah forbid. This is our responsibility. Our sisters, maybe our sisters, our aunties, nephew, whoever it is. Remember, if we men, we can guide them, we can protect them. That you must feel that this is my sister. I must protect her. You cannot allow her to become so cheap. You know, cannot allow her to become so cheap. You cannot drive, you know, nowadays. May Allah forbid. We cannot drive. We can't go with the children in the vehicle together. The way how much they expose, the way they are dressing, the modesty is gone. This is what we are living in, a very dangerous society. She walked with modesty. Quran says about it. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith, the modesty, the haya of Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam did not, have a nice look, walk behind. Seeing in the bus stand, you walk, you go up and down, come. Allah knows, why are you walking? Why are you standing in bus stand? Allah knows. You're not waiting for bus. So many times bus is going, no, you're waiting for another bus. You're not waiting for that. Allah knows for what you're doing. Musa alayhi salam said, you know what? We are people of...
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.
Haya. We have modesty. We don't walk behind women. You don't walk behind women. Women have to walk behind us. Why? The reason when you walk behind women, it is difficult for you to lower your gaze. You will somehow look at her. You have to look at front of you. So he requested her to walk behind and then guide him where to go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely gave him. Gave him her, and further does not speak about his marriage life is very short. In Quran, the Musa alayhi salam's marriage life comes only up till the Nubuwah. Till Nubuwah, till he became prophet. You know, she was expecting, they were coming back to the Misr. She was expecting, all these stories there. For 10 years he was there, serving as a, you know, shepherd. All those stories are there. After that, Quran does not continue. The reason, when Quran mentions a story, there is a purpose. There is a purpose behind it. If Quran shortens it, that means there is no purpose behind it. So it didn't want to elaborate. But definitely he lived a good life. Definitely he lived a good life. Allah granted him, you know, the love. Whoever he wanted to get married, Allah granted. This is what Allah's plan. So, my dear young men, don't think that I'm smart enough to find a best partner for me. No. You are not smart enough at all. You have so many obstacles. And there is a reason behind why you should not have a relationship before marriage. A partner who you have relationship before marriage, do tawbah now. One reason behind it, that every day the angels are cursing you because you are sinning. Every day in your heart, even in your salah is about her. When it vibrates, maybe she. It's haram. Haram in salah, even when you're in the class, every time it's her. That is the main downfall of men. Downfall, that begins it. We divert focus from ourselves. You know what the reason behind, the psychological reason. One is spiritually we are being cursed. We are disobeying Allah. So Allah, any act of disobedience, there is no barakah. When there is no barakah, you see in a marriage, the dua what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught, barakallahu lak. May Allah give barakah. So if you already started your relationship, how are you going to get the barakah? No, you will never get the barakah. It's not, some of the time, some of us think, you know, relationship means physical relationship. No. Even psychologically, you cannot have any relationship. Leave it. Because that's something which is really valuable. You need to preserve that to someone who is really worthy of getting that. You don't cry, and don't feel upset. Don't, you know, break your head for someone who is not written for you, who is not someone who is going to dedicate a life for you. Remember that. Nowadays we are ready to do that. We are ready to do that. We will cry, we do everything, don't. That Allah has kept. But dedicate for asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how Musa alayhi salam did the dua, that Wallah, what khair you have kept for me, you give me. Fatima bin Qais, She didn't have attraction towards Zayd radiallahu anhu, but she obeyed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah put barakah, blessing in her marriage. Allah accepted that. You know the reason behind it, why the marriages doesn't work out. If you have relationship, connection before, you know what happens? When you have relationship before marriage, every time you try to only express your good part. When you feel, when you want to dress, sometimes you don't have a good shirt, you call a friend. Say, Abdullah, can I have that? Can I have that Levi's jeans, man? You know, just for a party, just give me. It's not yours. But you will dress. You will borrow. Maybe it's not your phone. You will get the nice phone. You should just borrow me, man. You go. You just want to show off. And it's not your car. You get it someone, your friend's car, or you get it off and, oh, she feel impressed. Oh, you know, you want to show off. You wear the smartest shoe, and you put the good perfume, itar. Every time you're always, you know, so loving. Whenever you go somewhere, stop. Before meeting her, go and stop, buy a chocolate or some small gift. Or a small card. You know, you're too excited. Every time you have to do this. Both, not only you, even she does the same thing. She's so excited, she dress up so nice, you know. She wants to come, she display only her good moods. She displays the best mood. You know, women has very strange moods, my dear brothers. You know, you must do PhD to handle that. I think some married men are there. You know, it works. Sometimes you think, oh, who is she, man? Why? This is natural. Allah has kept it that way. Allah has kept it that way. We need to handle that. But out of the marriage, before you get married, she never expressed these things. She will not do that. She will express in a way that you want to be together, yes. She will trouble you. She will text you what? To be together. Because it is haram. Shaitan had flames for it. MashaAllah. Nice flame. Shaitan always say, no, don't worry. It's good, good. MashaAllah. You know, shaitan will take that until you indulge in zina. Na'udhu billah. Until you do that. Once you do that, then shaitan will start and make you. And that is a black mark in your heart that will never ever be erased. You will never enjoy your halal marriage life if you have had physical experience with another woman. Write this down, my dear brother. Write this down. You will never enjoy. You will never enjoy unless you make sincere tawbah. Even you make sincere tawbah, but there will be still a question mark in that. They say that the first impression is the last. The first experience is the last experience. That's what stays in you. So remember that. Shaitan will take you until that. And Shaitan will make this, he is done. He did that. This is kabair, fawahish. Shaitan is anything, even good things. Some of the time you're doing volunteering, mashallah. Men and women together, we do, you know, voluntary work in school. We have a school society, work together. You know, on time, we try to work, show off. Why? Impressing each other. We will try maximum to impress each other before marriage. We will never ever display our shortcomings. Never display. Always we will put forward what? The good character of us. The good appearance. Everything good. But in marriage, can you do that? Can you keep up that? Before marriage, yes, you don't meet, you don't live with her, so you meet only, you know, maybe once a day or once a week, once a month. So you are able to keep up with that. But after marriage, every day you need to sleep with her, wake up early morning, you know. You know what happened? Wake up early morning. You have to. So sometimes, then they start noticing your bad part of it. Then she says, oh, this is not the same person. This is not the same person who I love. He's changed. He's different. This is a common complaint which we get from people who had relationship before marriage. I thought, you know what, Sheikh, he was nice, you're good. My brother, I can send you emails, can copy you emails, check out all the contacts and see the stories. Allah. Recently I got an email. They were going out for 8 years. How many years? 8 years. They got married 6 months, they can't live together. Allahu Akbar. They were able to cope up for 8 years. For 6 months they can't stand. Na'udzubillah. Why? This is why are you getting married? This is what is love is all about? This is what is romance? No. This is something, a feeling which is really valuable. And I'll tell you, a child which is born with halal and proper love and romance relationship, that child will be psychologically really healthy. A smart child, good children. Any child born to society with a broken heart, you know, we say it's a miss, na'udzubillah. Spiritually they are weak, psychologically they are weak. There are many ways they are weak. We see, through this love, if you don't make use of it, if you don't protect, govern this, this love will destroy your human feelings. Human feelings goes away. We see every day, last year, for last 6 months, this is a report which was given in news first, 56 stillborn, just born babies were abandoned in Western province alone, 56. They have dumped in garbage, you know, not even a dog will do that. Animal will not do that. This is the result of love outside marriage. The human feeling, the love towards a child, innocent baby, goes away, destroyed. Feeling and respect towards our mothers and sisters. You know what happened? There was a young boy, he is going, meeting a psychiatric. You know, his father is well-to-do, so he has a little bit of money to spend. Nowadays, girls are very clever. They know how to get, you know, there for that. You know, there was that. Other day, one young boy was saying, you see, Sheikh, I did something, whether it is right or wrong, I don't know. You know, I have a fake account. In Facebook, I have a fake account. That is, I have mentioned a girl's name. So I was chatting with a boy, and I gave my number, and every day he puts me 100 rupees reload. I get every day 100 rupees. I've been doing this for long. Now I feel it's bad, Sheikh. But I've used it. How do I give it? I don't know where he lives. He's asking a fatwa. I asked, how long? I don't know, Sheikh, but every day, he doesn't fail. I never spoke to him, only texting. But 100 rupees, I get it. You know, my brothers, you can be fooled, you know, they can fool you. So, there was a young boy, he is now, you know, consulting a psychiatric doctor. What happened? Many girls have played him out. You know what he played him out? He's an innocent guy, you know, you see, oh, when they just show the 32, like this, he feel in love, oh, you know what, just give every day, buy gifts, you know, he has enough of money. He does that, this, but everybody, all the girls have cheated him. You know what he's saying now? He's saying, the women are liars, even he doesn't respect his own mother, own sister, he thinks all the women does the same thing. Because all the experience what he had is that. He doesn't respect his own mother. He has problem with women now. He has got hatred towards it. That is his own mistake, my dear. That is his own mistake. So this love is something, a feeling which is really valuable. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. You need to love your family. This love can take you to Jannah. The love can take you to Jannah. The romance that you have with your wife, your halal wife, can take you to Jannah. Can take you to Jannah. That is the ibadah. It will be written as you're making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can take you to Jannah. And you can live together with her. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before giving Jannah for Adam alayhi salam, Allah gave his wife. We need that. Even our Jannah will not be completed without our beloved wife. Our Jannah will not be completed. So Adam alayhi salam was given the Jannah, you know, Hawa alayhi salam, then only given Uskun anta wa zawjuka al-Jannah. You go to Jannah with him. So this is something very, very important, my dear young men. Keep this love, is something really valuable. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want us to love anything in this world. It can be even your mother, your children, your father, anyone, more than Allah's deen, Allah's Rasul, and Allah. If you love anything in this world more than Allah's deen, Allah's Rasul, and Allah, then Allah will test you. That was the test. Allah tested Ibrahim alayhi salam. He got it through. He proved, I love my son, yes, it is difficult, but Allah, if you command me to qurban him, sacrifice him, I am ready to do. I love my wife. I love my wife, yes. But if you tell me to stay away from her, leave them alone, I am ready to do, Ya Allah, because I love you more than them. Didn't Allah make them the icon, the leaders to the entire ummah till the day of Qiyamah? Allah did it. If you love anything more than Allah and Allah's Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then Allah will test you. Sahabas, they were ready to do that. They were ready to do that. I'll tell you a story and conclude. In Egypt, this was on the, you know, headline in the paper, in Arab news, and this long time ago, what happened? There was a couple, they were living together. They had few children. But later on, they discovered they are stepbrother and sister. They have been suckled by same mother. They have been suckled by the same mother. Can they live? It's haram. But they love each other so much. They have so much of children. The matter was taken to the court. If the husband doesn't divorce her, or if the wife doesn't request for divorce, for separation, it has to go to the qazi, and qazi has to separate. That you call it fasakh. Separation done by the qazi, by the authority. So this matter was taken to the court. See the scene. You know, I watched this. You know, I was in tears. The children are crying. They lived such a beautiful life as husband and wife and parents and children together. They went to the genetic records, proof everything. It is proven that both of them are brothers and sisters. They are, you know, siblings, suckling, you know, through a mother. What happened? The court verdict, they cannot continue their marriage life. They have to be separated. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And the media is coming and asking, the wife, what do you say? Is it fair? The entire international community, human rights, you know, all this. Their children, the lady is crying. She's in tears. Children are crying. And she said, this is the Creator's command. We cannot go against it. We have to accept this. We have to separate. Husband also said the same thing. This is the Creator's command. We have to separate. My dear brothers, are we looking at Allah's command? Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's command. And the deen, do we give preference for that? Or are we given preference for our hawa and nafs? Almighty says, if you have given preference for your nafs, that is what you call desire. You say that love, what you call it, that is your nafs. And your hawa, your desire, then your final abode going to be Jahannam. May Allah forbid. May Allah forbid. So my dear brothers, remember that's something very important. And as men, as young, we know about parents, they have knowledge about us. Always in this marriage, women, they need their parents' permission. Without that, they cannot get married. As young boys, we need their blessings. They know us better than anyone. You know, they know us better than anyone. They know our feelings. Our mother knows us more than what we know ourselves. They know about us. So, many times you give preference for their choice. Give preference for their choice. And if you do not like, connect yourself to Almighty Allah. Get their blessings. I'll tell you, you will never ever go wrong. You'll never ever go wrong. This February month, it's not a month of love. You know, it is a month of haram, where it's been promoted publicly. So I don't want any one of you to put a comment on Facebook, to promote that, to share thoughts on that. No. If you are doing that, you are helping the fawahish. If you're exchanging any ideas about that, any ideas about Valentine, even you are not involved, but even any ideas, you have to be very strict. No. This Valentine, he was a priest, he was worshipped. Love is something that once you get married, every day you need to express love. If you're not married, yes, you need to express your love to your mother, your sister, and your love towards your creator, you need to express. So, my dear respected brothers, love and romance is something which is really valuable feeling that Allah has given us. We need to make use of it in such way that we can build, protect ourselves, and please Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this feeling. When you get a feeling, you need to guide it properly, govern it properly, you know, think about the reality, not about the desire. Think about the practicality, not about the desire. Think about Allah's command, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's command. Think about it, and then that is your final day you're going to go. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of you beautiful partners which your heart desires. Say Ameen, brothers. And those who are married, may Allah make their partners, existing partners, you know, make them a new version and grant them back, you know, in such way where they will be pleased and Allah give, you know, build the love and bond within your, inshallah, in your future marriage life. And now, I want you all to concentrate on developing yourself. On yourself. Don't concentrate. You become a better person, definitely Allah will give you better. If you want someone really honest, honorable, respectful, you become someone like that. So that's what you have to concentrate now. You concentrate on yourself, you become smart, definitely Allah will give you someone better. So I open the table for you all for a few questions and then we will conclude it inshallah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin wa assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Just one by one.
You see, we are not angels. I understand, you know, we are human beings. So don't feel that some of the time, some of my statement would have made you really frightened. Oh, I have done something bad, so I have no hope. No. There is always hope. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Don't lose hope from the rahmah of Almighty Allah. But what Allah wants, from the time you realize the action what you take after, you realize that you have done something wrong, I'm in trouble. Now what do you do? This is what Allah looks at. Not what you have done before, and okay, I have done. Shaitan will say, you know what now? You've already done, no worry. You just go on doing it. Because anyway, you're not going to rectify this. Shaitan will put this type of demoralize you and say, you know what, you cannot become good person. You've already done, no. Whatever I said before, those who are trying, those who feel, okay, let me have that. Whoever in relationship or you feel something, like I told you a story in the end. I told you a story about the Egyptian just make to immediate talaq. Say that cut it off everything and return to Allah and make tawbah. Ask Allah. If Allah have written that girl for you, definitely she's going to come back to you. She's going to come back to you and you connect yourself to Almighty Allah. But connecting yourself and SMS, you know, I'm today in tahajjud. I'm making dua. Don't take her. Your tahajjud, your du'as, don't text her and put a du'a in your Facebook, in your timeline. Oh Allah, give my beloved, make her to be my partner. No. You don't make du'a in public. That means you have not really made tawbah. So what you do, cut the relationship off completely. Stop immediately. Return to Allah and make tawbah. Change your telephone number. Whatever Facebook contact you have, Facebook, block, close it down, everything. If you are really sincere and if you love yourself and love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to do that. This is something very important. There are some other issues, there are certain questions here that I would love you all to, whoever is in real serious trouble. There are situations that doctor must, there are general prescription. You have a headache, you take Panadol. It's a general prescription. You know, take Panadol and take a rest. General prescription. Sometimes the general prescription will not work for some patients because their problem is much more deeper than what we think. It's not a general problem. So I would request those who really feel that you have a trouble, consult a sheikh who you feel really comfortable to talk tell your problem, who will not go and, you know, boast out and tell everybody about your problem. Maybe as an example, maybe you can use without name and location or anything, but still, you keep that in your mind and consult him and ask his advice, prescription, how you can come out of that problem, that disease what you are facing. And then that will be more appropriate for you to do that if you have any problem that you have gone deep. That is related to this. This is a problem that we all face, basically, so that. So anybody in relationship, please. Now this is the testing time for you. There's few days remaining that she is expecting a gift from you. And you are expecting a gift. You have already, when are you going in the bus, you have already, okay, I'm going to address that. You have already planned you're going to go there. Just make tawbah immediately, say right, I'm going to keep it down. You don't need to explain for her. No explanation needed. Only thing is need, you know what? I feel that this is not good, we should not continue. Cut it off. And ask Almighty Allah. Do tawbah, do istighfar, return to Allah. And read this dua, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqeer. This is a Quran verse. Keep reading this. Allah will definitely. I have advised. I'll tell you a joke. You know, I advised a young man who was in university. He always used to consult me. Every time he has this problem, he said, you know, Sheikh, I get attracted today. I can't concentrate problem. But mashallah, he was very honest. I told him this dua. You know what Allah made? He keep reading this dua. Allah made him my brother-in-law. He got married to my sister. You know, I never knew. I never even dreamt it. I never even thought about it. Nothing. He read that dua. He became my brother-in-law. He got married to my sister. He's still studying in uni. But Allah will never waste your dua. So I have seen this. You know, I have seen the results of it. So keep making dua. Allah can change. There is a serious question that, you know, it's a present problem of the society, that we all have this problem, that is the homosexuality. One question has come about this homosexuality. You know, I tell you, that's what without clearly explicitly telling you, I told you don't look for temporary solutions, don't look for shortcuts. I told you in my lecture, you remember that? You remember, don't look for way out. You know, always look for the correct path. But sometime I told you the temporary solution that you are looking for becomes permanent. Some are in that trouble. So there is a question about it. You know, one thing, they have done a kaba'ir which according to Islamic law they have to be killed. They have to be killed. And Quran mentioned that such act Quran condemned in such way, Quran says that they are worse than animals. They are worse than animals. Animal does not have attraction towards its same gender. Animal is, you know, even dog does not have, pig does not have. We are human beings, we are honorable creation. If we are going for such a low level because of our nafs and desire and looking out just fulfilling our desire alone, na'udhubillah, it's a very bad act. But still, if you have committed or if you are connected to something like that, you still have hope. Don't need to go and say publicly everybody, you know, there was the other day someone who, you know, he actually took a picture and said, someone in Facebook, he had said, what's wrong having a feeling towards a boy? That is his status update in Facebook. Don't do that. Don't make this fawahish public. You know, don't make it public. Make tawbah. Return to Almighty. Again, I tell you, whoever in a problem like this, you need to consult a sheikh, a scholar who can spiritually guide you, can take you out of it. So that's not, again, it's a common problem, but we need guidance from a, you know, reliable person. So that is something very important. We are in discussion of having a center, inshallah, make dua for that purpose, where you can, few shuyukhs will be there, so you can, you know, book appointment, take appointment and consult them. Then they will give you a time. You know, actually all the sheikhs are busy. Some of you might be really angry with me. I see a lot of messages in Facebook. You know, I am unable to answer every message. I'm really sorry. I'm unable to answer every message, phone calls or messages, really busy. But still, mashallah, we are trying to work out. We need to give time for you all. It is our duty. But then you have to understand our situation as well. But still, inshallah, we are trying to work out a plan where you can consult shuyukhs, inshallah. You know, co-education, this is a real problem. We all, many of us, I think. How many of you are studying in mixed school? Just raise your hands. Mixed, don't worry. Even in uni, mashallah. You know, every day you see the girls dressing new clothes, ne? They don't repeat the same clothes, you know. Do they repeat? They don't, you know. Okay. Anyway, you know, that is a real problem. It is difficult for you to protect your iman because you need to work together with them, issues like that. But still, wherever you can, draw your line. You need to have a conscience about yourself. You are having now, for example, you feeling some excitement on seeing her. If you wake up early morning because she's going to be there on time, then there's a trouble. So this is what you have to watch out. You need to lower your gaze. It is a real problem. We hope that Almighty will create a better environment for our future generation where they won't be able to go through this difficulty, where they need to handle all this stress. But you cannot have a girl as a friend. You can only have boy as a friend. Not a girl as a friend, because it's gonna go beyond. That's what I told you, one guy called me, he was as a friend. Maybe a girl can, she will not look at it, she will not have that mentality. But as men, we are unable to do that. So maybe you have that, then you are in trouble. You feel jealous. You see, you having her as a friend, remember, when someone else becomes closer to her and try to become her friend, if you feel jealous, then you are not friend, okay? You are more than a friend. But that is the reality. If you are friend with a girl, if another friend of you will try to become friend and become more closer, you feel jealousy, you feel worry, you get angry, then you are more than a friend. So this is very difficult, you know. So that's something very important. Marrying and converting, you know, a non-Muslim, you marry them and converting, you know, brother. Don't take a risk. Don't take a risk. You're not going to buy an Indian vehicle and convert that into become a Japanese or a German. You cannot do that, you know. You need to buy a Japanese vehicle and modify it. You know, if you want to modify that, you buy a Japanese vehicle and then you modify it. Don't buy an Indian vehicle or, you know, like, you know, I'm driving an Indian vehicle, I'm not going to try and modify it and, you know, replace it with a Japanese. That is something difficult. If, okay, you fell in love, or you, I don't say it's love, you know, it's a cheap to use that. You get attracted towards her and you want to, and then brothers, that she need to live as Muslim before marrying you, maybe at least minimum one whole year. She need to go through a tarbiyah, complete tarbiyah, being a Muslimah, and I know certain incidents what have happened. They got married, they lived. So, you know, marriage is a risk. It's a two-way. When you play a match, you can win, you can lose. Same way in marriage. You will be able to win the game or you might lose. That's why Allah has always kept the way out, talaq. If not, Allah will not keep the talaq. If it's always, you're going to win. So, in this case, if you lose, there is a danger. Your children's iman in danger. In this case, if you lose, then you are in trouble. So remember that. She has to live a Muslim's life at least for one whole year. Yes, there are always cases. Some, you know, converts are living a better Muslim, better life than a born Muslims. Yes, we have seen certain instances. But you cannot take that and generalize it for all the situations. Same way, you cannot say that all the converts are going to be bad and everything. You need to balance it. But we don't know what will be our challenge. So don't take that risk. Yes. MashaAllah. A replacement. You know, everybody's... it's a suggestion and replacement. On 14th of Feb, everybody tried to go with haram relationship. A suggestion has come from one of the audience. Is one of the sheikhs as well. On 14th, you try to express your love to your mother. But it's good. Alhamdulillah. Very good. You know, if you have, you want to buy a gift, you have already bought it, give it to your mom. Give it to your sister. You know, give it to your sister or give it to your someone who is mahram for you and express your love towards them. Even your grandmother, you know. Even your grandmother, don't worry. You can love her. go and give, you know, she, her dua can take you somewhere. When your grandmother, you can give her a gift. But brothers, expressing your love towards your mother is, you have to express that every single day. Every single day. You know, they sacrifice their life for us. If you want to go out with your mom, go out with your sister, and you know, have something, have a chat, just do that. But every day, keep this in your mind. Take this, that you need to love your parents every single day. So take this idea. Take this idea. Why is this idea away? On February 14th, that is not a day for love. It is a day that they have introduced for haram, lust and desire. To introduce all the fawahish. That day doesn't belong to us. They worship the Valentine. We don't worship. So no way, no in the word sex, anything. We're not going to promote that. We're going to promote the halal love. We're going to promote the halal love. So that, keep that in mind. Don't make that day physical. For example, they have Mother's Day, Father's Day, all this. The days why they have kept it, other 364 days, it's not a Mother's Day. No. Every day is a Mother's Day. Every day is a Father's Day. So you need to learn to express that, love them, you know, have regard for them and honor them. This is something very important. Keep that in your mind. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of you the coolness of your parents, you know, coolness of their eyes, inshallah. Allah accept y'all, inshallah. Get their du'as and always get their blessings. You know, keep this in your mind. And inshallah, all of you, I want all of you to say no for the Valentine Day. Say no. Go back, write in your Facebook, say that no, it's haram, we're not gonna. Keep that comment and spread this message amongst your friends and say, this is not the day for us, it is a day for non-Muslim Maharam, this is a haram, so we need to get, you have got so much of explanation and ideas and thoughts, keep this is for your betterment. What we are saying is for your betterment, nothing gonna happen to me or anybody here. It is for your betterment. So if you want to enjoy a beautiful life in this world and in Akhirah, then definitely obey Almighty Allah and beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.